Start off the entire set with Uncle Tupelo. Give Back the Key to My Heart. With Doug Sam taking some vocals on that, along with Jay Farrar. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh, located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have gallery hours on the weekends. You can visit them during Unblurred, which was tonight, so you missed it. You have to wait till the next first Friday of the month, because that's what Unblurred is. And they open their doors from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, irmafreeman.org, or call 412-924-0634. Don't forget, we have a mock coming up in somewhere in the next 15 minutes. Let's say that. Say 15. Celebrating the fact that Colorado became a, or joined the union. I'm assuming that means they became a state. So, that's it. There it is in my notes. They became the 38th state to join the union on this day in 1876, 149 years ago. So I got a bunch of bands from Colorado that I'm going to play for you. That will be the mock. Before I get back into the music, I want to remind you that the average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is, count it, 7 seconds. Most of them get tossed aside. We rely so much on the coveted resume, yet it can never tell the full story of someone. Because today in the United States, companies are struggling to fill more than 4 million entry-level positions. And because of outdated hiring practices like these, employers are missing out on a great pool of untapped talent. I'm talking about 6 million young adults. Despite their motivation, loyalty, and hard work, it's the grads of life that lack that opportunity. You know, often because many have yet to earn that traditional credentials that the employer values. So maybe it's time to look beyond the resume and look for grads of life, discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper. Go to gradsoflife.org for more information. Now, if you have a suggestion for a song, you can give me a call at 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-WRCT. 9728, or you can email me like Jennifer did. She shot me an email and said, "Hey, Mockster, do you remember Wednesday week?" And even if you don't remember Wednesday week, could you play Missionary for me? So the answer is yes. From the What We Had album.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. I'm Steve Wynn from the Green Syndicate. You're listening to Viva Le Mach on WRCT in Pittsburgh.
hit in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face. Funky little boat race. The television man is crazy. Sam with juvenile delinquent wreck. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed.
Got a request for some Mott the Hoople. Glad to play the requested All the Young Dudes. Thank you for that call in on the request line at 412-268-WRCT. Before the Mott, some brand new music from Splitsville out of Baltimore, Maryland, from their Mobtown album with A Glorious Lie. Grassroots went back a couple years for that one. Grassroots doing Temptation Eyes. Also played some Dream Syndicate from their Down There EP, their first, 82 maybe that came out? 81, I think, actually, with Sure Thing. And Wednesday Week by request from the 1986 album What We Had with Missionary. Album came out on the Enigma record label, which was, the Mock Show was a big fan of that label back in the 1980s. And you're like, oh, because Poison's first album was on there. Well, maybe. That might have been part of it. But I think there was some TSOL and a whole bunch of stuff. It's like IRS. For some kids, it's the SST. We all had our favorites. Friends of Dean Martinez is my background music. We have a mock coming up in just a couple minutes. What is that mock I told you already? It's Colorado, the state of Colorado. have called from the archives of the WRCT library. Eight different bands I'm going to showcase for said mock. But before we get into the mock, where's those rules of regulations? Oh, there it is. WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Yep. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is family-owned and operated. They sell new and used records and CDs. They're located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, atticrecordstoreinc.com. Or you can find them online at Attic Record Store. Oh, I already said that part. Or you can call them. I know. You can call them 412-821-8484. But you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. We need to get into the mock, and let's start the whole thing off by getting some background music. So, yeah, it's 1876. In 1876, on this day, August 1st, Colorado became the 38th state to join the Union. So I'm playing 38 different artists from Colorado. No, I'm just playing 8. I came up 30 shy. So of the 8, we're starting off with the Apples in Stereo. That's number 1. From Science Fair, it's Tidal Wave, Apples in Stereo.
Crash in the Well, I bet she does.
Midway through the mock, Dressy Bessie with Lady Liberty from the king-sized album that came out 2015. Actually, Dressy Bessie got a little help. I should note on that song from Rebecca Cole, who was in the Minders, who you'll hear her band's name in this set. Before the Dressy Bessie, Tennis with Traveling from Young and Old, and then the Minders from their debut album, Hooray for Tuesday, from the mid-90s, and Pauline. And a member of Dressy Bessie, John, also played in Apples in Stereo. So I played you some Apples in Stereo, Denver-based project. Tidal Wave from the Science Fair album. From 1996 as well. Yeah, a couple of those. Maybe three of them were like from the E6 collective. But we're midway through. And again, we have the Astronauts in the background, another Colorado-based band. We are midway through the mock. I have four more tracks for you. Four more bands from the great state of Colorado to celebrate that 149th anniversary of them becoming the 38th state right here in the United States. Now, the next band started in Colorado, and then at some point, the leader of the band relocated to Pittsburgh. I don't know if he and his wife still live here in Pittsburgh, but back in the 90s, we'd call them a Colorado band. Talking about Slim Cessna's Auto Club.
No. is morning. I came upon a fine young horse. I mounted up and led him onward. He was gray as the sky, as the sky above. I slept down by the river, and what a sad dream I had. I'm afraid, my love, it must be true. Today I will go and leave you. Today I will be gone. I woke in surrounded. Nine of the law stood before me, asking me my name and business, demanding proof of me, demanding proof of me. You must give us that horse. You must give us that roan gray horse. Listen, he ain't for sale. Never for the law to ride. If that should happen, none would be safe. Even the birds would be afraid to fly. So they asked again, what was my name?
I'd like to see my Well, I've been up to Paris and I slept in the park. Went down to Barcelona, someone broke in my car. Yeah, I searched the world over for my angel in black. Yeah, I searched the world over for a Eurotrash girl. Took the train down to Athens and I bathed in a fountain. Some Swiss junkie in Turin ripped me off for my cash. Yeah, I searched the world over for my angel in black. Yeah, I searched the world over for a Eurotrash girl. The CRS on the metro, they shook me down for a bribe. On my knees for the sergeant when my passport arrived. Yeah, I searched the world over for my angel in black. Yeah, I searched the world over for a Eurotrash girl. Eurotrash girl. My mom from a payphone, I said I'm down to my last. She said I sent you to college, so go call your dad. And the waitress that he married, where she hung up the phone. You know she never did like me, but I can stand on my own. I sold my plasma in Amsterdam, I spent it all in one night, buying drinks at the milk vag for a soldier in drag. Yeah, I searched the world over for my angel in black. Search the world over for a Eurotrash girl. Eurotrash girl. Got a tattoo in Berlin and a case of the cramps, a rose and a
Yeah, search the world over for a Euro trash girl. Euro trash girl.
From an album called Oh Cracker, Where Art Thou? That was Leftover Salmon with a little help from David Lowery and probably more members of Cracker. Doing Cracker's Euro Trash Girl, wrapping up my celebration, my mock of Colorado, the 38th state to join the Union, which did so on this day in 1876. Before the Cracker, well, I called it Cracker. Before the Leftover Salmon is what I need to call it. The Samples, from their self-titled album from 1993 with Feel Us Shaking, 16 horsepower in there. From Folklore with an Outlaw song. Starts the entire set with Slim Cessna's Auto Club from... originally 1994, I believe, is when first album came out, and Hold On. That, my friends, was a mock. The Astronauts have been my background music during the mock because they are a wonderful instrumental surf band. Who hailed from, you guessed it, Colorado. Let's transition our way out of the mock into the Viva La Mock. We've got a little less than a half hour of this program left, and I appreciate when you tune in, you hang out, and you're hanging out with me. I forgot to tell you. And on Monday night, you can pull it up and park it on Joe's Garage Radio. Now, it's Monday nights. It's at 7. Now, you can shift into gear as Joe dusts off the vinyl. He rewinds the tapes. He polishes up those CDs. Plays the best in some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, you can get your motor running on Garage Radio. Again, Monday nights at 7 here on WRCT. Now, one band that did not make the mock, because they're a New York band, but they started, they originated in Boulder, Colorado, back in 1976, but when they originated, they were called The Ravers. And apparently they had a couple singles out, which I'll admit I forgot to go back in the library to see if I could find those singles. Maybe I'll still do that. But anyway, The Ravers moved to New York, and then they changed their name because there was a band in New York called Raver. Now, what's interesting, two side notes with this before I get into who is this band, is their roadie. They had a little roadie named Eric Butcher, who when he moved away from Colorado, from Boulder, Colorado, he moved to the Bay Area eventually, changed his name to Jello Biafra, and did some sort of punk rock stuff. So who are these Ravers? Believe it or not, none other than The Nails. The Nails. Originally from Boulder, Colorado, as The Ravers. Let's play the hits. 88 lines. About 44 women. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. send me an email. WRCTRequest@gmail.com if there's something you want to hear.
Deborah was a Catholic girl. She held out to the bitter end. Carla was a different type. She's the one who put it in. Mary was a black girl, and I was afraid of a girl like that. Susan painted pictures sitting down like the Buddha sat. Geographic memory. Kathy was a Jesus freak. She liked that kind of misery. Vicky had this special way of turning sex into a song. Kamala, who couldn't sing, kept the beat, kept it strong. Zilla was an archetype, the voodoo queen, the queen of rap. Joan thought men were second best, a master in the bath. Sherry was a feminist. She really had that gift of gab. Kathleen's point of view was this: take whatever you can grab. Seattle was another girl who left her mark upon the map. Karen liked to tie me up and left me hanging by a strap. Jeannie had this nightclub walk that made grown men feel underage. Mariella, who had a son, said I must go, but finally stayed. Gloria, the last taboo, was shattered by her tongue one night. Mimi brought the taboo back and held it up for the light. Marilyn, who knew no shame, was never, ever satisfied. Julie came and went so fast she didn't even say goodbye. And cocaine. Patty had a house in Houston, shot cop syrup in her veins. Linda thought her life was empty, filled it up with alcohol. Catherine was much too pretty, she didn't do that at all. Not Catherine. Pauline thought that love was simple, turn it on and turn it off. Jean-Marie was complicated, like some French filmmaker's plot. Gina was the perfect lady, always kept her stalking straight. Jackie was a rich punk rocker, silver spoon, and a